We're so glad that you're here with us this morning. If you'd like to join us by standing for the next two songs and sing with us and worship with us, we invite you to stand up at this time.
Affliction.
great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us all. And oh, how he loves us. How he loves us all. Oh, sing with me. He is jealous of me. Loves like a hurricane. I am a tree.
You to be seated as we come now to join in a time of prayer. God, your great love enfolds us all. Your great love for us sustains us each day. We give you thanks, God, for your love and for your grace. For this, God, we can rejoice, and we are reminded of the psalmist that bursts into song and singing, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." And this day, we can give you thanks, and we can rejoice for the blessings of our life, for the blessings of church community, for the blessings of your unending mercy. But God, we know that life also is filled with burdens, and we're reminded of the words that Jesus says when Jesus said, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden." rest. We know amongst maybe blessings of life, we also carry worry and fear and anxiety. We carry troubles and heartache, and so God, we trust in you to help us through those times of struggle. We trust in your grace to help us each day. We give you thanks for home and church community that can journey with us, helping us through those times of worry or frustration. God, this week we have been reminded of those who are worrying and carrying concerns for their own homes and for their lives. And so, Lord, this morning we remember all of those who are in the path of the hurricane, and we lift them up to you, our brothers, our sisters in the Texas area, praying, God, that for safety, for shelter, giving thanks for those who intervene, such as our public service workers. God, we give you thanks for them. And God, as our children are heading back to school in the matter of weeks, we ask that you might also bless our children and our students and our college students that are heading back. And our teachers and our administrators, we give you thanks for all that will come this year. The learning, the education, the community, the transformation of lives. And God, we anticipate and we are excited about this school year here at Birmingham First and Berkeley First. May you bless those teachers and those students as we look forward to yet another year in Sunday school and in confirmation. And we give you thanks for all those that serve in those ministries. This day, Lord, we give you our full hearts that we might be an extension of your hands and your feet in this world. Use our gifts and our passions to better equip and better serve. As one voice, as one body of Christ, we join together in praying the prayer Jesus taught us, saying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.